inflatable though.
Yeah, his was inflatable.
Yeah, his was an inflatable. Back the truck into like a.
Well, but during it, we were trying to retrofit something different. This is a building that's being built for this purpose. No reason why that containment couldn't be figured into the build. That's all that I'm saying.
And that may well be a question for the architect to determine if there's a way that those materials stored within the store can be isolated to a containment zone or a protection zone. And that's certainly something that the architect can take a look at. My guess is that probably much like Dollar General, there's going to be certain materials that are on the shelf, accessible to the public, that if somebody knocks over a shelf and the plastic jugs of material or metal jugs or whatever containment vessel breaks, there's going to be a spill on the floor. The question is, how is that spill contained
A quart at a time or a gallon at a time is the easier problem, but the more of a concern is like if the building catches on fire and like every container in the building melts and turns into this giant pool of contaminants. That we're looking at worst case scenario, not the customer knocking over a display. Right.
Well, that certainly is a worst case scenario. I don't know.
It's happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I don't know if the architect looks at sprinkling the building. That's above my pay grade to try to determine if AutoZone can even adequately address the wellhead protection.
Yeah, it would be that would be a question for the engineer to. Or the architect to look at, because for that kind of fire, to have the fire company come in and put gallons and gallons of water on it.
On oil,
it's just going to make it worse.
Carmen, do you have the ordinance?
Yes, I have both the ordinance sent to me and the wellhead protection map. I sent that on to the AutoZone folks. I think Tom was pinch hitting tonight for somebody who was intended to present, so I apologize for that. We will try to regroup on that side. But yes, I did get both the wellhead reference map and the ordinance.
Okay. So then you know what needs to be addressed. But it's a hot topic in this township, Carmen.
Yes. I certainly tried to make that clear to the AutoZone folks.
Okay.
So while we have Tom, do we want to talk a little bit about special events? I know the last time we met, the Planning Commission wanted to know a little bit more about AutoZone's special events, its what organizations and things it might do. Would the Planning Commission like to hear that?
Certainly, if you're going to have conditional use, that's something that needs to be in your conditional use. So yeah, it would make sense we hear about it.
So generally speaking, we don't have anything from a company standpoint as far as organized events. We may do what we call a grand opening, where we may decorate outside and invite customers to come in, invite local shop owners to come in and see the store, obviously the inventory, and kind of just see, the kind of operation that we're running. But as far as, and I'm assuming when you say events, I'm guessing you're asking like car shows, large amount of people outside of the building using the parking lot. Is that kind of what you're referencing?
That, if whether you rent the vendors or not.
And again, so if we did anything to that extent, like during a grand opening, we would invite vendors to come inside the store and set up a table just to talk to local shop owners and things like that. So we don't generally, as far as any experience that I've ever had in my 14 years with the company, we don't have company organized large scale events at in-store parking lots.
You don't do like food trucks?
We do not, no.
Okay. A lot of them do around here.
We're not like a shop where we invite a food truck to come out and do it for the employees or anything like that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, the food trucks has actually become a big thing. They're all over. They find a parking spot.
Well, and that's a special event kind of a thing that we really can't control that.
No, because even if they did a car show there, they can get a special event permit.
Right. So, but it's not something that you're anticipating.
I'm down the sidewalk.
Overseeing. That's all we're getting at.
No, that's point. Again, if it was, we could request a permit for something like that if we were going to do something like that with the local township.
There's going to be some kind of tie.
Mike just made a comment about the sidewalk from Dollar General that goes nowhere.
Yeah, that
next
that,
to the driveway. It's just an alignment thing.
I don't know why that sidewalk is there. It is existing on the Dollar General property, which is why it shows up. I don't know why it's there. I don't know what its intent was.
I'm just looking for some congruency, that's all.
Well, now, at one point, I think it might even be in the ordinance, we were looking for connecting sidewalks as new places were built so that people could walk along the sidewalk instead of on the road to get to the different places.
Well, but there's nothing along the highway, right?
No.
So it doesn't really serve a purpose.
No, it's set back here. I was just curious.
Yeah, and then the Dollar General got approved. I don't know. I don't remember even seeing that. But
I don't either, but it's there.
I just didn't want us to build a store.
I can't explain why it's there. It showed up in the survey. It goes nowhere. We certainly didn't show it being removed because it's not our property. So, but we had no information that gave us any reason why it exists.
Okay. We got the same thing on the other side. It comes over here to nowhere.
Yeah, it ends right here.
Yep.
Does he have renderings of the outside? Because I know that's a concern of yours.
I don't know.
I mean, it makes sense to take advantage of it.
Do you mentioned when you started that you were going to get to elevations. I'm assuming you're going to give us an idea of the appearance of these buildings?
Yeah. But before I do that, if I could just spend a little bit more time on the site plan. The plan that you see in front of you with the red box represents the phase one construction. This is what AutoZone will construct as part of the phase one. And obviously, AutoZone is constructing more parking than it needs for its development. But the reason for that is to address one of the earlier questions about the truck delivery. This big sea of pavement out around the double row of parking gives the truck the ability to maneuver a little bit easier to get in and get out, get access to the loading area before the restaurant is built. So we wanted to make sure that we provided that access, had that ability to do that. But what you see in the red box would be the phase one development. What would be supplemental to this would be the on-lot septic system, that if it needs to be constructed in the rear corner, because that's where the infiltration testing will dictate it. And then the second thing would be the retention pond, that if we need to build a portion of the retention pond to handle the stormwater for the AutoZone impervious area, those two items could be constructed in addition to what you see in the red box, but we really won't know that until we get into the infiltration testing for both the stormwater and with Bob for the septic field.
I would think that the engineer would be asking you to build the entire detention pond.
For the future?
For the whole project, I would assume.
Okay.
I mean, I can't answer for the engineer, but it doesn't make sense to go in after you've built and disturb everything to build to enlarge a detention pond.
Well, we certainly will defer to the engineer's requirements, but historically, sometimes ordinances change, and the pond that we might build today for the overall development might not be compliant with the ordinances that change in the future. So you end up rebuilding it anyway or supplementing it anyway. But we will defer to the engineer, and I'll have that conversation with the engineer, just flat out ask the question, do you want the entire retention bond built for the entire development as part of phase one, or just for the AutoZone? And I'll ask that question.
And just so you know, going into the septic, we're going to need to know how many seats in the restaurant, approximately how many employees, and whether he's serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just lunch and dinner, so I can size the septic system to that.
So let me understand. Are you asking us to build the septic field as well for both developments?
No, I just want to make sure you have enough room for it.
Okay.
AutoZone itself, you don't have public restrooms, right?
The public can use them, but they're not advertised as, you know, public restrooms. Obviously, they're in the rear of the store, but certainly the public is free to use them.
You're going to be oversized anyway, because I got to build the field and the system for 400 gallons a day. A commercial business is rated by Pennsylvania standards at 200 gallons a day. So you're going to have a system that's twice the size of what you need anyway. And right. At 400 gallons a day, it can be public restrooms, but that's, depending on how many people use it, you could be pushing the limit with it. But that might be able to go behind the building, because you can actually go, you can actually go, like a 20 by 30 would be 600 square foot. You can do a 10 by 60 if you had to, right along the back of the building, you know, as long as you're 10 feet off the building. You just want to maintain the buffer zone, if you can, as much of it, but the septic can actually be into the buffer zone if it's buffered enough.
And that would help us keep more room for the restaurant septic field and reduce the cost up front of the phase one, if that was possible.
Right. Well, we just have to make sure that we have a reserve area also.
Yeah. And one last clarification before I have Randy bring up the building elevations. We had talked about the buffer, and I know that the commission had a conversation that I think I overheard, that the 25-foot required buffer against the residential can be reduced, did I hear, to a 10-foot wide buffer with a 6-foot high solid site type fence?
Is that what it said, Tom?
Kevin keeps saying fence. I don't see a fence in the requirement.
No, it's not a fence in the requirement, but it's up to our discretion.
That I agree with.
It's up to our discretion, so there is not a definition of the fence, and that's the conversation was that a fence and vegetation in combined would be something that we would consider.
Right, that's what I thought I heard. Yeah. So I was looking at a 6-foot high solid site tight vinyl fence, CertainTeed, that's a solid site tight buff color or white, whatever color was acceptable. And then I thought that what that allowed us to do is reduce the green space from 25 feet to 10 feet, yeah, which would allow me to move things a little bit easier.
That was allowed on commercial versus commercial, not commercial versus residential.
Okay.
So we're still going to need the 25 foot against the residential.
Okay. Unless, so that's what I was
trying to come up with a super buffer, that'll work.
What we're saying is, to a point, it's to our discretion. So if you were to move the parking on that southeast side closer to Dollar General, you would gain more space in the back.
Yeah, I probably can move that parking about 5 feet closer to Dollar General. I still need some green space to grade out. So I could probably pick up 5 feet by moving everything down closer to Dollar General. But again, I was trying to make sure I understood the desire of the Planning Commission. And it sounds like it's still a 25-foot landscape buffer plus a fence.
The fence can be on the property line, right?
The fence can be on the property line.
Yeah, the fence can be on the property line. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we changed that years ago. It can be right on the property
line. And would a white fence be appropriate with between residential and the, because we all know that what happens to those white plastic fences.
They turn green.
They turn green.
Hey, look, they're all the brown ones.
You know, so.
Turns green, then it even looks camo.
Well, the brown ones, yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking maintenance and everything else.
Right, so.
Guys, I'll make it any color you want. I don't really care. I would just like to make sure we get it right.
Fuchsia?
When we present it.
Well, we're not in a position to tell you what you have to do either. So,
we've been paid,
you know,
already.
He wanted to know if we were meeting in the office.
We're on a fine line there.
I thought he went like this, like, hey, we're ready.
Yeah. I guess I was expecting that be my, that might be one of the conditions of the approval, that, you know, the approval is conditional on, and I was looking for some direction on that landscaping and fencing on the northeast side.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I have another meeting I have to go to.
Landscaping and fencing has to be in the land development drawings, right?
Yeah, he's got to do it, yeah. Actually, you could ask him to use a landscape professional. I'm sure he must have one, right?
So, Tom, you can talk to.
Yeah, Carmen, are you going to have a landscape professional do this?
Typically, our engineer does the landscaping design. We put in the landscaping for the zoning. But again, we have a landscape architect that we can use if it's necessary.
Well, we prefer it. I mean, that way they can lay it out. And if you look under this section, it is 25 feet. It can be reduced to side and backyard, but again, I don't think that's going to be, that's up to the township, and I don't think that's going to happen when it's adjacent to a residential area.
Okay, well, that's what we were just trying to make sure we understood.
Well, you'd consider reducing it depending on what they put, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you come up with some plan that would, you know, landscape plan that would make it acceptable to reduce it, you know, you make up for it in density.
Grass then, it's greenery. Yeah, but if they move it 5 foot closer to the Dollar General, and they could still get their grade over there, I mean, then we could do like a 20-foot deal.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. You could reduce it as long as it's denser.
Yeah.
Right.
It's to provide.
Are you hearing this,
Carmine? It's just to provide the visual buffer.
Carmine, can you hear that?
I hear that it's kind of like it's discretionary, but I was.
It's discretionary. If you took 5 feet of the parking on the other side and the fence and the planting was dense enough, the planning commission would recommend that to the supervisors. So,
right. Yeah, so but I mean, you've got 3 feet on the one back corner. That's
we've also had people come to us with landscape plans that are all on gallon containers. That's not a buffer.
Right.
You know, so.
It's gotta be a fixed planting.
So. All right. I think we're.
So.
Go ahead.
Any other comments or questions on the site before we pull up the building elevation?
I don't think so.
No, I think those are good.
I think we need to talk to Mr. Shepstone and to. I think Mr. Shepstone and Mr. Farley both have to have a conversation and get it straight with this wellhead protection and the 407 and that, so that you guys can.
Well, I need to know what's in your store, Carmen. We need to know the volumes and the products. And I agree with Kevin. I think I would not be shocked if Shepstone tells me he wants a secondary containment more described like Kevin did about if God forbid we had a catastrophic event, you almost have a tub catching the chemicals.
Right.
I know that sounds simplistic, but I'm not an engineer, but I think it needs to be something.
They can design the public area higher than the work area. There's ways to do that
that aren't prohibitive cost-wise. So, but.
I'll say again, Carmine, you need to recognize what you're in, and it's a sensitive area in this township.
Gentlemen, believe me, I understand, Okay. I heard you loud and clear.
Okay.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to convey that message to AutoZone. And I will continue to try to convey that message. Unfortunately, the people that should have been here to address that are not here.
Well, maybe you need to do another workshop, Carmine, before you go into an actual application then.
I would probably agree with you.
Okay. I think so too. Because those issues need to be addressed, and I think I'd rather, if I was you, I'd rather do it in a workshop where it's just us than the public.
I agree. If we're going to fail because we can't meet the ordinance, let's fail before we spend a whole lot of time and money on everybody's part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carmine, I want to thank you for your approach on this. This is, you've made this easy so far. So
I disagree with you. I don't think I've made it easy. I haven't been able to. I haven't been able to get the right people's attention.
That's okay. But we understand.
Your candor is appreciated.
I'm just understanding that where you're coming from. We appreciate that. That's so.
Thank you. So I don't want to take up too much more of the board's time, but Randy has put up the building elevations that were prepared by the architect. Unfortunately, the architect was not able to join the call. So I will try to walk you through the building elevations. This is what they call their narrow building, their 7N. It's got a corner entry point with a canopy overhanging. You can see the vast amount of glass on the front exterior elevation, and then the bottom elevation is the other side, so there's glass at the entrance. The entry doors are facing the Dollar General. If you looked at the site plan, the entry doors are facing the Dollar General, but that wide expanse of glass that you see in that upper elevation is what's facing Route 6 and 209. They tried to do some softening of the colors. They reduced their orange stripe, in some cases eliminated it, reduced the amount of signage that they typically would put on. They've tried to soften the colors of both the split face block and the water table, both of which are split face block in different colors, concrete split face. Red, of course, is their signature color, so you see the red on the doors and the red band. And you can see the water table that's on all four sides of the building. As you can see, the height of the building is intended to shield the mechanical units. So they've raised the height of the building above the roof to provide a shield to the mechanical units that are on the roof.
So there's a huge parapet around the building?
Yes.
Is that a facade or a parapet?
Just a parapet.
It's a parapet.
Okay.
So my question is, AutoZone has built other buildings with a different appearance that maybe lends itself better to what's there in the, and quite frankly, this is just the same old AutoZone.
Did the commission have anything in mind in particular, something that we could take back to the AutoZone architect to give them a little better understanding of what the township would like to see?
I think typically we've made the suggestion in the past to make the look of the buildings match the area. If you look around.
This is the typical corporate signature for AutoZone. But AutoZone in other areas where they've been pushed have certainly built buildings that don't look their typical. So we're not telling you to go all the way to the other side, but maybe you could offer us something that's a little bit more than just the corporate signature.
take that message back to the architect.
If you look at the Dollar General next door.
Well, we've done a little bit of research and seen that there are other auto zones.
Yeah, there's an auto zone in Silverthorne, Colorado. I worked for AutoZone for 11 years, so I've ran a bunch of stores and stuff, and there's definitely other options that they've created to blend in with, you know, resort towns and stuff like that. Like Silverthorne's a big ski resort town, and it's like timber built, you know. We're like this historic town, and you're bringing just the AutoZone box to us.
Yeah, big box.
No, you're correct. When there are architectural design standards within a community, AutoZone has no choice but to comply with the architectural design standards, which are in most cases very specific in terms of materials, colors, style, architectural style. You're right. I've seen AutoZones that have gable roofs.
Yep.
I've seen AutoZones with different color schemes. I've seen AutoZones in different architectural styles. And of course, those are all dictated by the architectural design standards. When there are no architectural design standards, I think the architect for AutoZone struggles a little bit with trying to walk that fine line between the standard corporate identity and satisfying the architectural needs of the community.
But we that's very nice, Carmine, and we appreciate your position there, but we're going to push you a little bit harder than that. And if the demographics and the profits require or dictate that another building is going here, then maybe you could meet us somewhere in the middle and offer something that's a little bit more than just the corporate signature. That's all that we're saying. Yeah, we did not impose specific design standards because we don't want to be overburdensome. But we do realize that we don't have to just take whatever corporate throws at us.
I will take that message back to the architect.
Did Dollar General Store give him guidance, or that's not...
No. Dollar General moved part of the way to meet us. So we gained some. So we're not an unreasonable group.
If you make movements in one direction, we may move a little bit in the other.
I certainly don't want to be.
You know what I'm saying?
Certainly don't want to be rude, but nice try, nice first try.
Gentlemen, that's all that we have to offer tonight. I think the suggestion of going back and making some revisions to the site design, revisions to the architecture of the building, and a more definitive plan for wellhead protection would be in order on the part of AutoZone. And then come back, with your indulgence, come back before the workshop to see if we can get...
That might make more sense. I don't, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a planner, I'm not any professional that has to do with this, but I think once you review the ordinance and respect to the wellhead, you probably are going to determine that you're going to need some sort of a variance here, so... Because of the amount of material, we might be heading towards a variance. So the design and scope of the building is going to maybe dictate that. So I think it's best that you come back for another workshop. I don't want to box you in a corner, if I'm making sense.
I see no benefit to move into any type of formal submittal with still so many unanswered questions.
Carmine, just to protect the township, I'm going to have our secretary send you a letter saying thank you for our meeting at the workshop. We still do not have a formal submittal, or reverse it. You can send me the letter. What would you like? You want to send me the letter just saying that it's not a formal submittal yet, just so we're both protected?
whatever the township wants.
All right. How about you send me a letter to the township just stating this was just an informal presentation and no formal submittal has been made yet. How about that?
Isn't that the same letter I sent you before?
Pretty similar. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not asking for it. Yeah. And then I just think you'd benefit more, Carmen, at another workshop. And I think you do too.
Yeah, I do not disagree.
Okay.
Please don't presume that I'm being obstreperous. I do not disagree.
No, just the opposite, Carmen. I'm with Kevin. You've been nothing but a gentleman.
We understand. We understand your position. The messenger doesn't want to get shot. I understand that.
Well, no. In the engineering world, I am the virgin that is being thrown in the volcano. Wow. You guys don't understand engineering.
All right.
Oh, my
God. Thank you, Carmine.
Yeah. Have a good night, Carmine.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. We appreciate the effort on everybody's part, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night now.
Good night. Good night. So we don't need any motions. We don't need anything.
Well, you can't anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that. Update on the sewer project. Monday we had a meeting with the sewer group. Mr. DiLorenzo and I were there. There were a couple members that, because we stream our meetings and make them public, that cherry picked some of the information that I had suggested between this and the supervisors meeting. I suggested that maybe we have another attorney or another engineer look at the sewer plan. Some of that stuff, which after what we were given in the DEP's reaction to that and their letters, I just suggested to the supervisors that maybe it would make sense if you had a third party look at it and maybe want to explore the option of doing your own 537 plan or whatever. Bottom line is there were some personal, they made it very personal about me in the meeting. Because they took some of the stuff that I believe out of context. The gentleman that brought it up and went through it, I had seen him in his place of business two times, two separate days, just days before that, and never had the discussion with me. So I took
the opportunity in a public forum.
The bottom line is there was never, they want to know whether we're all in or we're all out, but there has never been any discussion about the cost of all in. So if it's got to be re-engineered, if we need to do that stuff, then I asked, we have to have some sort of a reasonable idea what that's going to cost the township. They've not been happy about that question. I don't think for the township that that's an unreasonable question. The fact remains that this is just a plan to be approved by DEP. Then there's engineering to be done, implementation to be done. This is just the beginning of where we're spending money. So if we're going in to fix a plan that was already paid for, and we have to put extra money in that, I thought it was a reasonable question to. So they still want to know, insist whether we're all in or all out. The township has never changed its position. They would be, for the lack of a better description, allow a pass-through, but not interfere with the local business people or whoever would want to tap into it.
Yeah.
There was confusion about whether this was a pressurized line here or a low pressure line. We finally determined it was a low pressure line, that's not an issue for us. They want some other studies done with the local businesses and the use. So that's where we stand. The bottom line is the supervisors have to make a decision about what they want to do. For two of us that go and represent the township in the sewer meeting, for us to say whether the township's all in or all out, I don't think that was our function to spend the township's money. So
I agree.
The other municipal bodies, that's the way they're handling it, I guess. So, but that's
their business. They don't have the authority to say yes.
They don't have, no.
You don't, they said.
No, we don't.
Not at all.
We don't, no. So.
That's got to be three supervisors making that call.
So to make it, so that's where we're at. That's where we're at. I don't, and our new comprehensive plan, the paragraph about where we go with central sewage and the opinion that maybe it isn't the best thing for the type of development we want, and that was publicly read at the meeting as well. It's
a public document.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It was orchestrated so that those things were done before the review. So it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is what
anybody
it is.
That'd like to go and sit in the seat for me, I'll.
I can't say I particularly have the appetite for that.
It's all right. We'll just have to do the best we can. That's all. Try to be ladies and gentlemen. So, but that's the update on the sewer plan. To do the study and to study the others is not a big issue. I don't think should be an unreasonable cost if that's part of what they're looking for. But the sewage officer and the supervisors have to make that decision. I can't make that. So. But that's where we are. The same gentleman that brought that up also suggested that Matamorisboro and Westfall get together and do their own plan and go ahead of us and do that portion of the. That was a suggestion that was made.
Makes sense. I was going to say that makes more sense than any of it.
Yeah, that wasn't very well received.
Oh, really?
No, so, because you're leaving Milford out.
Because you're leaving.
Oh, well, no, I can see that. But the borough doesn't have a lot of failing septics, and Matamoris does.
But they don't.
Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Well, that's not how it was portrayed to me.
Was Milford portrayed that way to you? So it's
true.
I mean, we really have to.
I mean, but.
We've gone beyond.
They're their own governing.
We've gone beyond reasonable conversations.
Right.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, I understand.
Let's just leave it at that. So, I will certainly go to the supervisors' meeting Monday so that we get it, because Mr. DiLorenzo came in behind some of that stuff, so he didn't have the opportunity to hear it. Whether it was necessary or not, it's not an issue. So. The decision about how we go forward is more important. So, now, any other issues or anything for the good of the order, so to speak?
The only other thing was the zoning maps on here. Did we hear anything back from?
Yeah, have we heard anything about the zoning county map? Have we got any? And Bob is in the other room, so. What is the status of the zoning map at this point in time?
I received some comments from the solicitor. I mean, Mr. McNada.
Yeah.
I should have printed it for this board.
Were we given those comments?
No.
No. So is it back in our hands or it's in the supervisor's hands?
Why don't you find out?
Okay. All right.
Well, I think we've beaten that to death, so.
Yeah, no, yeah. Bob is working on that, whatever. So. Hey,
what's he working?
Anybody, huh?
What's he doing?
They're interviewing, I think, tonight. They set a meeting for tonight, didn't realize that there was a conflict, but we have a quorum, so it doesn't matter. So. No public participation, nobody's on. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I will make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you.